for the most part, we treated it as a regular issue. There is, however, a column in the paper this week written by myself. And rather than a letter to the editor, it's a letter from the editor, just describing my time at the Northern Times and how appreciative I am of the time that I was allowed to spend there and the people that I was allowed to spend it with. It's not every day that you land a job where people open up to you and let you tell their story and trust you to tell their story. And it's not every day that you get to work with the kind of people I had the opportunity to work with. I worked with a lot of really fantastic staff at the Times, and I'm not going to list them, of course, because I'll forget somebody inevitably. And I don't want to do that because they all deserve a great thanks and a debt of gratitude. The community is equally deserving of that debt of gratitude. For 57 years, by and large, through good times and bad, the community has supported the Northern Times. And it, like I said before, it's really unfortunate that the paper is going to be gone. I'm hoping maybe somebody will take the initiative to start something new. If that happens, fantastic. Will I be part of it? I don't know if it happens. Maybe yes, maybe not. There is, like I said, the column this week saying thank you to the readership, thank you to the merchants that have supported the Northern Times these last 57 years, and a hope for the future.